Hello, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
All right. And so as you may know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in the Democratic primary? Probably vote. Or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
Correct.
All right, well, like, if you had to, like, maybe just guess, like, maybe just think about it a little bit, would you say, like, maybe you would definitely vote in the primary, probably vote in the primary, or you're not going to really vote in the Democratic primary?
I'll vote in the primary. I don't know which one. I'm still waiting to see what issues come out.
All right. Now, first, I'm going to read you, like, a segment of people, and if you could tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. And I can totally reread them again if you need to. So the first one would be Danny Norris. Would you say you have a very favorable opinion towards him, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know. I haven't formed an opinion.
All right. What about Joyce Chapman?
I haven't formed an opinion.
Well, if you have to, like, maybe just think about it, like, it doesn't matter if you don't have that much information about them. It's just, like, which one would you lean towards? Like, maybe if you just had to, like, choose. Would you say that maybe towards Joyce?
I have zero information about them.
All right. What about Sheila Jackson Lee?
I'm warm towards her.
Oh, all right. Well, the options, again, they're very favorable, somewhat favorable. Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
All right. What about the House Independent School District, or also known as HISD, like the organization?
I'm not a registered voter in the city of Houston. I'm in unincorporated Harris County.
All right. What about Harold Dutton?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And what about Clint Van Horn?
I don't have an opinion.
All right, that's totally okay. Okay, so as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. So which is the closer to your opinion about this? Or, like, maybe just which one is, like, the closest to, like, what you maybe want to formulate? So it's there's two options. The first one is support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Or would you say the second option, which is oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
Oppose.
All right. So in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the state, for the Texas State House. So which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? And maybe if you're, like, if you're not sure, it's okay to mention just which one, like, would you lean towards. So the options are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, and Danny Norris.
Probably Dutton.
Harold Dutton? All right.
Correct.
So next, I'm going to read, like, a few statements about the current longtime state representative Harold Dutton and his record. And if you could rate your reaction either as very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. And I can totally reread them again if you need to. So the first statement is, Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Would you say this statement makes you want to have a very positive opinion towards him, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Somewhat positive.
Interesting. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Very positive.
All right. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the state House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
Somewhat negative.
All right. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to to uninsured lower-income Texans paid by for free for the, I'm sorry, wait, Texas paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. I can totally read you again if you need that.
Positive. Very positive.
Okay. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' bans on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Very positive.
All right. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners.
Somewhat positive.
And Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Somewhat negative.
All right. Now, based on, like, this information of, like, the statements just given, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for Texas State House if you had to choose today? And the options are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, and Danny Norris.
Probably still Dutton.
All right, Harold Dutton.
Correct.
All right. Now, if you don't mind, could you please tell me your age? Or maybe I can tell you which like range your age falls under.
40 to 50.
40 to 50. All right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black?
No.
No? All right. Do you consider yourself to be Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
Yes.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it, and thank you for your time.
Have a good day.
All right. You too. Thank you.